It's Faith Radio Mornings here on the Faith Radio Network. Well, April is National Autism Awareness Month, and we have a very special guest on with us to discuss this and to offer some tips for parents maybe that are dealing with an autistic child and just how we can relate to that child that may be in our church or other setting as well. We welcome back to the show Danny Huerta.
And Danny is with Focus on the Family. He's a licensed clinical social worker and specializes as a counselor and a spokesperson in the treatment of disruptive behavior disorders, self-esteem issues, and anxiety and depression in adolescents. Good morning, Danny. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show.
So there's been some confusion, I think, about how easy autism is to diagnose. What's your experience?
It's not that easy. Part of it is easy. The actual autism, the classic autism, where a child is having a real difficult time communicating, doesn't initiate much social contact or reciprocate it. You don't see them developing in their language skills at a normal rate. So that's a classic autism, and there is a pretty easy way to diagnose that with pediatricians or speech language pathologists, occupational therapists, psychologists. But when you get into the realm of Asperger's, which is part of the whole spectrum of autism, that one gets a little trickier because they many times have good communication skills as far as their verbal skills. They're actually above and beyond. And their cognitive skills, their intelligence is incredible. And so initially, as little kids, they look like geniuses. They look like they're doing okay. And many times, little kids just interact differently, so it's hard to tell right away. But then you begin to see that they just are unable to read people's faces. They are a little awkward socially, and they tend to make up for that with tremendous academic skills and intelligence. And so they fall through the tracks cracks many times.
And is this something that we can help as parents or even just friends of parents that have autistic children just to even help them to see that maybe early on? Sometimes you don't always notice that these things are happening, especially if it's a first child. They don't know maybe where the normal behavior pattern should be progressing.
You know, it's always good to have a trusted friend that can be honest with you and to give you some feedback. Parents tend to be very defensive about their child needing to be normal and have a hard time accepting the reality of who their child is, whether they may have ADHD. You know, at one point we had some neighbors in our neighborhood, our brand new neighborhood, and their son was playing with our son, and their son was clearly very ADHD, extremely. And over time, we got to know them, and bringing that topic up at some point just to be helpful was very threatening to them and actually somewhat offensive, even though it was done in a very gentle way and we had developed relationship over time. If a person is not wanting to see that their child is maybe having a difficult time, then that could be a very awkward and very difficult conversation. But if it's a trusted relationship where they've asked, they say, hey, what do you think? You know, is my child developing well? Man, what an open door to be able to say, here are the things I'm observing. Your child tends to really have a hard time compared to other kids, you know, socially. And then here are some resources. And there's so many resources, so much help out there for kids with autism where they can get early intervention. Now, there's no cure for it, but there certainly are many strategies that parents can access to manage it well, to the point that actually recently, March 28th of this year, the Wall Street Journal put out an article titled, Companies Find Autism Can Be a Job Skill. And actually they have some people looking for people with Asperger's because they do very well with software, they do well with step-by-step instructions, and have tremendous engineering skills. So it's not necessarily really a deficit. It's good to notice it early on and then develop the skills so that the autism can work for the child. Now, the lower functioning autism, that's a little more difficult, and they have a harder time finding jobs. In fact, this article had said that 85% is the estimated jobless rate for adults diagnosed with autism. And I would imagine the majority of those are the kind of lower functioning, lower IQ, autistic individuals that have very difficult time with verbal communication skills. But then, you know, you get on the Asperger's side and you have tremendous job opportunities for these guys.
Amazing. Well, we're talking to Daniel Huerta again here on Faith Radio. He's with Focus on the Family, a counselor and a licensed social worker. And we'll continue talking with him in a moment about autism and what signs parents should watch for and then how we can come alongside those parents that have the autistic child as well. That'll come up next here on Faith Radio Morning. Stay tuned. It's Faith Radio Mornings here on the Faith Radio Network. This month, April, is National Autism Awareness Month, and we're having a conversation with Daniel Huerta right now. He is a licensed clinical social worker with Focus on the Family and has a lot of experience in dealing with clients and parents that are dealing with autism in their children.
Danny, tell us a little bit, too, about maybe some of your experience. Do you come across this in your counseling and in your practice with parents, just having to help them with some of these issues?
I do, quite a bit. Actually, much more so now than I did when I first began my practice about 12 years ago. I do see this more frequently, even with adult men. I've worked with several adult men, not as many females, and they're actually in the engineering field. They're successful engineers, but having an awful time trying to parent and trying to be in a marriage as well. And then the teenage guys that come in and the kids that come in tend to have some very difficult social situations because with autism you have a difficult time regulating emotions. So then there's these explosions. There are these explosions that emotional explosions that come out in social settings that can really overwhelm a person, and then that social awkwardness tends to isolate them, and so they become more and more obsessed and focused on having stats or whatever they're good at in order to try to feel like they can function. And that is, when they come in for counseling, many times the parents are very tired, mm-hmm. and stumped as to what to do. And what's interesting is many times they're medicated with a stimulant drug or some other combination or cocktail of drugs that tend to maybe suppress the symptoms a little bit. So obviously it's not going to cure it. But when you have those drugs for a long period of time, that can affect other things in a child. So they're finding more and more that with dietary changes and shifts, so taking gluten out or certain allergens in the body, that can be helpful in reducing some of the behavioral and emotional outbursts. Also, there are tests out there now through the urine that look at the levels of neurotransmitters. That actually, in my practice, I use that, and I've seen I guess a lot of accuracy with those tests and consistency in the results, and we've been able to do more of a natural supplement nutritional type of approach, and it's been more successful than the medications in lowering some of those symptoms and giving some of the kids more self-control. And there actually a couple of the guys that initially didn't want to come to counseling because Asperger's or autism, people are very threatening to them, and so coming into counseling and having to have a conversation for a long period of time can be very threatening.
Sure.
And once they received these supplements and started learning how to regulate themselves and started seeing that some of the things that they have are actually strengths and can be used that way, and here's some weaknesses that we need to work on and self-awareness, they actually enjoyed coming. And a couple of them would say, "Hey, I'm about to run out of my supplements, and I would love to have some more because I feel more under control." And one of them said, "You know, this helps me not want to hurt people," and that is that's a very good thing. That when they say that, you know, mm-hmm. You don't want them hurting anyone else, and their explosions can be intense. I remember a story, you know. I share this quickly. It was in the school system when I was working there before going into private practice, and they called me into one of the high schools, and this child with Asperger's had just lost it, very, very angry in the principal's office and mangled the desk. It was a metal desk. And it was really, the desk didn't look normal anymore. And they had three adult men had to hold him down until he was able to calm down, including a police officer. And then he calmed down, and he felt bad about that. And that's the thing. Once they hit that point of not being able to self-regulate, it can turn violent. So you can imagine in a home, a parent, that can be very scary for a parent, and especially if they're out in the grocery store or somewhere else and they're having to hold their child, they're going to get a lot of looks.
Yeah.
And so they need a lot of encouragement, people come alongside of them helping normalize some of this and giving them the tools they need.
Talking with Daniel Huerta again here on Faith Radio Mornings. He's a clinical social worker and with focus on the family, and talking today about autism, it being National Autism Awareness Month. So for those of us that may know somebody, Danny, that has an autistic child and we see they need help, we might not be so sure how to help. What are some recommendations you have for us?
Some good strategies or some good ways in which people can be helpful. Is to, number one, come alongside of another family, a parent, just being available to them, maybe at times letting them cry on your shoulder. But in a practical way, allowing them to understand or have the structure needed for a child with autism. For instance, if you're going to be going to the zoo or somewhere with a friend that you know it has an autistic child, not changing the plans last minute, because that can wreak havoc for that parent. Maybe your children can adjust to that change, but an autistic kid that's already been planning on that outing can become very explosive, very angry. It really creates a problem for them. So helping with the structure, I think helping the other parent know that finding resources in the community is okay. It doesn't make the parent a bad person. It helps get the tools. So with speech-language pathologists, occupational therapists, encouraging them to find that help. Also in the school system, plenty of help. Looking for maybe a 504 plan or an individual education plan that can be available to the child, encouraging them to look for that. Knowing that the parent that has this child would need, the child is going to need frequent breaks when doing schoolwork or a task that's more difficult. And when their child is acting up, not ignoring it, nor giving too much attention to it. So it's kind of a fine line of just saying, hey, is there anything you need from me? I know this is a difficult moment. Or just giving that parent space. Because when the parent is anxious, trying not to look different with other parents looking around, like at church or at a grocery store with friends, they become nervous and lose their ability to be calm enough to parent that child with Asperger's. Because if they are very upset and the parent is very upset, then there's an explosion that's going to happen. But if the parent's able to remain calm and redirect and find maybe another option for that child and is able to think clearly, the situation goes a lot better in that moment that feels awkward for everybody. Because it can be a very explosive moment and kind of an awkward moment for everyone.
And it's really about bringing success to that child and to the family, too. And I think a lot of, I'm fascinated by the story of Temple Grandin, who was autistic and became one of the top leaders in the handling of livestock, and just a fascinating story about her life and how taking autism and just working with that, she found ways to work through that and find success. So we appreciate your help today, Danny. It's great to have you with us during this National Autism Awareness Month, and thanks for your tips on this.
Thank you, Paulette and Ted. I'm very happy that you guys are doing something on this. I think more and more there are resources and information for people to access and learn more about autism, and what a great month to begin to learn about that.
Daniel Huerta again joining us here on Faith Radio Mornings. You'll find links for him, more information at myfaithradio.com. Thanks again, Danny.
Hey, thank you. Thanks, guys.